Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776 to get in here. We've got Pena. Has been wanting to talk about gambling. Let's get him in here. Hey, Pena.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I saw a question yesterday on Twitter. I wanted to ask y'all and get y'all the answers. So if you had to bet your whole life savings on one of these four choices, which would it be? Option A, Mike Trout wins the World Series. Option B, LeBron James wins another title. Option C, Tiger Woods wins another major. Or option D, Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl. Thank you. Have a great day.
Brady's out. I don't think Brady's coming back. He's done. Brady's out. Trout winning the World Series is very difficult the way they go about it.
LeBron is going to have to get traded, I think.
Yeah, but that's likely that he will hook up.
I would say
LeBron can hook up on a team. And actually LeBron is going to get to the point where he's the one going to search for the, you know, To join up with some guys as opposed to people joining up with him.
I would say the LeBron one has the best chance. Unless you said LeBron with the Lakers.
Tigers. Although Tiger played pretty damn well.
Yeah, it's just I think it's the sustainability of it. It's going to be tough. What if you said LeBron with the Lakers?
And then it's Tiger.
Into, you think so? I'd almost say Trout. Because Trout could still be, unless you said Trout with the Angels.
They're so bad.
But you could trade Trout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tiger can't trade his leg for another leg.
No. Tiger has to stick with his leg. LeBron has to stick with the Lakers. Trout has to stick with the Angels.
It's almost impossible.
Brady has to stay retired. It's Tiger.
I can't
Trout
get behind
will never
that.
Win with
Trout,
the
but Trout is one of the but Tiger's not one of the top players in the world right now. Trout is you just saw had a list with him. He was what, 3?
LeBron's one of the top players in the world still.
Yeah. No, they both are. They've got both
Although,
better chance than
Tiger. Surprised people with his performance, not that this week, but yeah, last week.
Yeah, but how far off the pace did he end up?
Not bad.
What did he end up with?
Yeah, 3. But I think he finished 3 under. That was pretty damn good.
That was 13. That was 12 off the pace, right? Winning, that's a ton.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even get into the playoffs.
He didn't make any putts. He made no putts.
Well, he did in round 2.
Yeah, but no, he missed easy putts that
if
he
it
would
was
normally.
A one, I'd make it Tiger if it was a one. If you only had to get through one round, Tiger. But getting through 4 rounds, I think, is going to be really tough for him to do that. I think
Mike Trout getting a playoff win in his career.
Yeah, but give me a guy who's
0 playoff wins.
Give me a guy that's not his fault. Give me it. Well, except for injuries.
Except
sometimes.
He's on the team.
But give me a guy who plays at the top of their game. Tigers. Oh, Gilbert's on, guys. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Oh, no. Turn it off. We have to introduce it. 713-780-3776. Gilbert is on.
Gilbert.
Hold. I think you guys know what that means. Go ahead.
We know it's February 24th.
Happy
it's
birthday,
Gilbert's
Gilbert.
63rd birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you very much. How are you doing today?
Hey,
happy birthday.
What are you doing today for your birthday?
Little gift steak, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah? Where are you getting a steak?
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Longhorn Steakhouse? Nice. Hey. Look at Longhorn Steakhouse. They're good. They're not going to make you sick like you got sick at the other restaurant, right?
No. I'll be okay.
All right, Gilbert, we got a present for you.
Well, real quick, when you get Longhorn, are they going to bring it to you or are you going there?
I'm going there.
You're going. Is your mom taking you?
A friend of mine is taking me over there.
Nice. Yeah. So what do you get when you go? What kind of steak do you get? How do you have it cooked? What side orders do you get? I'm curious.
Uh, Yeah, sirloin steak, medium rare. Anyway, yeah.
You like a medium
sirloin
rare?
Steak, medium rare. And what kind of side orders do you like? Baked potato,
fries,
yeah,
fries and
steak fries. All right,
and salad and.
Nice.
That's about it anyway, you know.
That's nice.
Well, that's good.
No, that is good. That is good. That's a fun day. Your friend's going to take you? Your friend from Austin?
No, she's from here.
Oh, she's from here? Okay. All right. So, Gilbert, everybody was calling in earlier and they wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, right now you can. If you would like to wish Gilbert a happy birthday right now, 713-780-3776, and you can say happy birthday to the literally the OG, the original Gilbert. He is the OG.
Esma, is she there? Esma.
Is Esma here? Awesome. RJ, can you go get... We'll play his birthday music, and then we'll
hold
see
on,
again.
Okay, hold on. So, Gilbert, we found the Heidi Ho princess that you're looking for. You want to hear
yeah?
it?
Let me hear it.
Okay,
we believe we found it.
We think we found it. Here it is.
Princess, is it fun to have a million toys? Would you share them with a boy who likes you like me?
All right, fade it, RJ.
Wait.
You want to get the whole thing? Okay.
Hidey-ho, princess. Don't you turn your coffee eyes away. Won't you share them with a guy who wishes to say. The palace halls. Here's my soul, come on and take it all, and you and me. Come on out where the dawn is breaking out and the air is free. Free.
Gilbert? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we sing that song.
You see? That we found the one that you're looking, right? That's the one you were looking for, right?
Yeah, who's singing that song anyway?
That's Craig Scott. Craig Scott is who sings it, not Don Gant. Don Gant made the remix, like you said. Craig Scott is the one that was the original that you were looking for.
Yeah, Craig Scott.
So, Alexa, now we got
to
get...
Oh, do it now.
Let's get Alexa to play.
No, I'll lay down for a little. My legs hurt, you know. No, I remember that anyway. He's going to wish me a happy birthday anyway.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I tried to get Esme on, and she's not there.
She's not here. Esme's not here yet.
So we got happy birthday. This says happy birthday, Gilbert, from Poor Marine. Happy birthday, Gilbert, from Virginia Buttonweed.
Hey.
Happy birthday, G-Man. Happy birthday,
713-780-3776. Gilbert wants to get some happy birthdays. Let's go. 713-780-3776.
Happy birthday, Mr. Lou, is what fake Tony Stark says.
That's your name, Mr. Lou, right? Gilbert Lou, anyway.
Gilbert Lou, anyway.
So that was it. So we found it, right?
We found it.
Well, maybe it's Scott, Craig Scott.
Craig Scott.
Hey, hold on.
How about that? Our listeners, actually, who care about you, they're the ones that found it.
Yeah.
They're the ones that found
it. Put your phone on speaker. I want to yell to Alexa to play it.
No.
Play Craig Scott. Alexa. Let me do that.
No, I don't want to do it right now.
You don't want to do it right now anyway.
Heidi-O Princess. It's here. Keith. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank wants to get in here and wish you a happy birthday. Hey, Frank.
Hey, happy birthday, G-Man. And just like Lance said, Twitch is blowing up. All the boys on Twitch say happy birthday and many more, brother.
There you go, Gilbert.
There you go, Gilbert. 63. Yeah. 63, Gilbert. Now, you told me when I'm going to die, and you told Lance when he's going to die. Do you know when you're going to die?
Oh, I don't want this question.
Don't know yet.
Never.
Well, you told both of us when we are. So
yeah, you
I
put
think
a year
only
on me.
Fair.
Well, I shouldn't have asked. I asked for you. You didn't want to know. To be fair, yes, you really didn't
want
to know.
I didn't want to know, but.
Because it's one of those things that just scares you a little bit.
713-780-3776. Christian. You want to wish Gilbert a happy birthday?
Yeah, for sure. Over the years, Gilbert, you've really, really lightened up a lot of my days. And I want to tell you happy birthday from the bottom of my heart. And I'm addicted to this Heidi Ho song now.
I know.
Yep.
Gilbert, you got it in my head, too.
Yeah, actually, Gilbert, it's a pretty good song. I was surprised that you liked that song, but it's actually a pretty good song. Right?
Yeah, okay.
You like
it? Well, wait. Why aren't you? Why don't you want to talk to him? Yeah, okay. Do you like the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
okay,
like the
let's
song.
Listen to it again real quick. Play it again. Play that. We found this song for you. It's right here.
This is the real one.
Yep. Here we go.
Kind of a banjo thing going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand why Gilbert likes this, and it's an earworm.
But it can't. Man, you missed the riff that went.
No, I don't like it as much. I like this beginning part.
Oh, I like the other.
There's like a little.
What they got
right here, Gilbert.
Hi-ho, princess. Is it fun to have a toy?
Don't sing along.
Would you share them with the boys?
That's terrible.
Okay, fade it out.
How old is Heidi Ho Princess? Like 14?
Well, I think I don't think this is a love song per se. I think that's just like, hey, you know, you got to grow up a little bit, and I think that's what this song is about.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Gilbert, you sound tired today.
You are. I thought, but it's your birthday. You should get up, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday from the Black delegation of Twitch racial drafters. TWH coupons. Keep those egg rolls frying. You don't say that anymore, Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert. What happened to your catchphrase?
Yeah, that changed a whole lot anyway, you know.
And they have changed. It's changed over the years anyway. Yeah. Yep. Keep those egg rolls frying.
Right now,
I'm not asking that question, Art, about Daniela Guzman, Jennifer Rayner, or Sheriff Fryer. Nope.
I wouldn't have even said the names out loud if you're being honest.
Mm-hmm.
So one, you can say "Heidi Ho, Princess" whenever you finish your calls. Now,
yeah,
I'll be honest. The Don Gant version is better to me.
No, I like this version better. I like
you do
Craig Scott better. Yeah, Craig Scott is.
Like the remastered one.
We better. Like me and Gilbert like the Craig Scott one, right? Gilbert, that's the one we like.
Yeah, then we like Craig Scott.
Well,
yeah.
Wait. That's the original. Gilbert was right. That's the original. But is that better?
Yeah,
Don Gant's
better.
Heidi Ho was better.
Yes.
Which one's better, the remastered or the unremastered?
Unremastered.
God, I just don't. I like the banjo at the beginning, and I like I just think the remastered is where it's at. But yeah, everyone's saying Don Gant better than Craig Scott.
No way. That's impossible. The original, me and Gilbert, we know this. It's not the remastered. The remastered is never better. Oh, this is the other Gilbert.
It's the other Gilbert?
Yes, the other
okay,
Gilbert.
Okay, let's
the other
check.
Gilbert wants to. There's another Gilbert that calls into the show, Gilbert.
Yeah, the it usually goes by the other. Well, there's
yeah,
Gilbert.
Yeah, okay.
¿Cómo estás, Tocayo? What are you doing, Gilbert? Happy birthday.
Fine.
He said happy birthday, Gilbert.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, they mean thank you. That's what you mean.
Thank you.
All right, then. Well, talk
how
to
are
you, Gilbert.
Wait. Okay, Gilbert, we got to let you know. Other Gilbert who just called in, we got to let you go. Gilbert, I thought it was going to be like a birthday kind of show thing. You sound like you just don't, you just are really
very
fatigued
disinterested
right now.
With us today.
I know.
Joan says, happy birthday, Gilbert. Joan has been listening to you for years. So she says, happy birthday. All your fans out here are all wishing you a happy birthday.
What about Jennifer Reyna or
Wendy?
Can you get her? You're Wendy Canaro. You're Wendy. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Did Wendy call Wendy a toke? Wendy, happy birthday. You got a number, don't you, John?
Yeah, you got your wife's number, don't you?
I don't have. No, I don't have it anymore.
Have her call. Have RJ call so we can just get three-way here.
No, Wendy's busy. She's really, really, really busy.
If there
right
is
now.
Anyone who knows Jennifer Reyna,
She might
who
be.
Can get
actually,
her to
wait,
call
wait, wait,
right
wait,
now.
Wait, I'm going to see if she's driving up to the. She's trying to drive okay. up to the Woodlands.
713-780-3776.
I'll see if she can't call.
That would be such a clutch move if somebody got Jennifer Rain to actually call in.
Hold on. I'm going to get her to call the show. I'll give her the number. And maybe Wendy can call in, Gilbert. How about that? Right?
Yeah, Wendy can call in. Yeah,
right. Yeah, that'd be great. But I don't have Jennifer Reina's number. So I have Wendy's. I have my wife's number, but I don't have Jennifer Reina's, per se. So
if I call Channel 11, tell them to call me. How that sounds?
You know, well, I don't know her, and she won't listen to me. She just doesn't do that. So, yeah, Gilbert, I don't know that that's going to happen. I'm hoping.
How
Wendy,
about call Channel 11?
I'm hoping Wendy's driving and she'll call us. But right now,
he said, "How about call Channel 11? How about that?"
Yeah, how about that? I got I got an idea. How about call Channel 11?
He
yeah.
sounds like Bad Bobby. How about like Catch Me Outside? How about that? How about call her? Call Channel 11. How about that?
Wait a minute here.
Oh,
this
hold
might,
on a second.
This may be Wendy.
Hold
we'll
on
see.
A second. Maybe it's Jennifer Reina. I don't.
Well,
it's a long shot that somebody knows Jennifer Reina who listens to our show and can get her to call in. That's a lot of stuff. You may know Jennifer Reina. Getting her to call a show literally right now could be a bit of a long shot, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And that was a hang-up.
Oh, yeah, that was a hang-up. Maybe Wendy would call in or somebody that sounds like Wendy or something.
Or somebody who sounds like Wendy. Wendy's sister.
Wendy's sister does sound like her. Well, Ben Goodwin, have you ever met Wendy's sister?
Why are you doing this to yourself? Why would you do that? Why would you ask that question?
They don't look alike.
Holy crap, what a dangerous thing. Holy moly.
Gilbert just said.
Wendy's sister's good looking.
Y'all being so excited about the song and happy birthday's Gilbert hiking his leg all over the entire segment. It's the best thing ever.
Who said that? I mean, we were all excited about finding
the song. For Gilbert's
it was
birthday.
Keith Cordero found the song. We found a song. It's like, it's been in my head. Hide. It's going to be there the rest of the day. Although, frankly, it's Don Gant's version. It's in my head. Princess, isn't honey? I'm going to have that all day now. I'm going to have that all day. We were excited. We thought you would be, frankly, I thought you would be a little bit more excited yeah. about the original version, Gilbert. I know the other day you would have been, you know.
Yeah, but now we found it for you and then nothing.
You're having a steak today?
Well,
like, it's going to be a good day.
Here's the thing. I think Gilbert might be a little disappointed in himself that he thought it was Don Gant and not Craig Scott. Did you know who Craig Scott was, Gilbert?
It's possible.
No.
You didn't know him, right? That's something. I mean, this is a 1960s music expert that just got, you know, it ain't easy on Gilbert right now. Learning this news about Craig Scott.
It's not easy on me, knowing that we thought we had put together a good birthday surprise. And,
yeah.
Frankly, the steak is better.
The steak's
better. I mean,
be
I'd rather have the steak, and I'd go bake potatoes.
Gilbert's friend is
me.
Taking them. Gilbert's friend.
All right, Gilbert, happy birthday, buddy.
That's it.
Yeah, happy birthday.
All right.
Yep.
Now you're supposed to say thank you. Okay. That's Gilbert.
And Heidi Ho Princess.
And Heidi Ho Princess. The original.
The original.
Craig Scott.
Finally.
Yeah, we got
finally
it.
We can rest.
That cracked the case. That's nice. Here's the deal is Aqueduct Plumbing is, if you've got a crack.
They'll crack the case. I can't figure out why this is happening.
Well.
Call Aqueduct
Plumbing. Well, here's the deal is we're not plumbers. Okay. We don't know anything. So when they come over, they're very impressive. Very impressive. I mean, Henry has walked into my house a couple of times and gone, oh, this is it. That's easy. I was like, oh my goodness. I thought it was going to be. And it was a simple process, actually. Well, one was not all that simple because we had a leak and had to get it dried out, and they called the Resto Pros, and they came out and did that. But the other ones have been simple for them with our water heater. It is amazing how they find whatever issues that you have, water pressure, water heaters, you need repiping, whatever it is that you have an issue with. The Aqueduct Plumbing people are fantastic.
Yeah, and they find it. They're transparent in the work that they do. And then finally, they have a very fair price. And they get out to your place in a timely fashion, which is something you need. If you worry that you have a leak, they can get a hydrostatic test going for you and find out that day in a matter of just minutes, really. Call 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here and be part of the show. I know Gilbert wasn't all that excited about us being part of the show, but about being part of our show. But
well, he's called so into us.
I know he called, but he's still. When Gilbert, there are times Gilbert doesn't have time for our shenanigans. Okay,
today was the day.
Today was one of those days. He didn't want any part of it. Okay, he's having himself a nice birthday, nice calm birthday, and then us two, we're pulling stuff, we're doing stuff. Actually, we did give him a great present though. Wasn't the present he was looking for. Didn't have anything to do with Jennifer Reyna. So that was a problem. Wendy didn't even. I don't think Wendy's driving right now.
I texted Nicole. She's teaching Monty. She didn't call in.
You want to? Yeah, Nicole to call in? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't start that if I were you. I wouldn't start that.
That's a good point.
You know?
Fair point.
No. That's a road you don't want to go down, okay? Because right. It's been hell on Wendy. It's been hell. Okay. So just so you know, that's not something that you want to start for Nicole in her. She doesn't want in her life. That is nothing. 713-780-3776. How about this rumor? Brandon Cooks back to the Patriots? What would you get for Brandon Cooks?
Oh, I'm good with that.
What would you get for Brandon Cooks? Fourth?
Like fifth? I said, I think I think more than likely, you have a new contract, then probably a fifth. You don't have any leverage. They know you want to trade him. Maybe a fourth, but I think probably a fifth.
He, obviously had issues with the organization. He had to sit for a couple of games.
Do the Patriots want him back? I mean, they need a receiver, they got rid of him. The Saints got rid of him. The Rams got rid of him. They're like, everyone wants to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And we're starting to figure out, is there a reason why four teams want to get rid of him? Anyone? Is this starting to click with anyone that this is maybe a Brandon Cooks issue?
It could well be. Any guys that have been cut over the last week? So Bobby Wagner was cut. Was that yesterday or the day before? Whatever. Taylor Lewan, Randy Bullock, Zach Cunningham.
No.
No way.
There's no way.
That's no way. There's no way. Let's get Jennifer Reyna in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jennifer?
Yes, hello.
Is this really Jennifer Reyna?
Okay, I do have to say good morning to you guys. It's been too long.
It's been a long time.
Shout out to two friends, Jason Holcomb and Ron, for texting me that you guys were even talking to, and saying, hey, they want you to call in. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, give me their number.
So Jason, yeah, is a long-time listener of the show.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I recognize the name.
He tweeted out that his son is pitching, and as a matter of fact, he threw out a picture today because my CP tournament, which Jennifer came to, his son is so great.
This is the real Gilbert?
It's the real Gilbert?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. So, Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you know?
There is somebody who is absolutely, this is probably not new for you, but there's one of our listeners who is a longtime listener, really great guy. He's absolutely obsessed with you. He's like, I'll come to the Christmas party if Jennifer Ain is there to say hi. He wants for his birthday. His entire birthday was for you to say happy birthday to him. And
I'm here to say happy birthday.
Bring Gilbert on. Put her on hold. Gilbert, are you there?
No, not on hold. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Jennifer, how's it going? Los Angeles City.
Gilbert, oh my gosh, you have been such a longtime fan. Dude, where have
you been? Yeah, I'm a fan of you a long time ago. Oh, I was a fan. You left Channel 2 anyway.
Have you been doing all right?
Well, I'm getting old. I can't ride a bicycle no more. How you been doing anyway?
Hey, I've been doing great here on Channel 11, reporting the traffic for the morning commute for Houston and just loving it. I hope you've been great.
Well, can I ask you a question? I want to ask you a question.
It's okay. Real quick, Gilbert.
What is it, Jennifer?
Real quick.
Can you send me a Channel 11 cap and and a t-shirt, you know, a birthday? Can you do that?
How about
what does he want?
He wants a cap and a shirt. He wants clothes. But look, Gilbert, what about Jennifer? Do you still have headshots? Like, could you autograph a headshot? Maybe
a headshot for him.
You know what? I don't have.
Yeah,
a
I don't
headshot.
Even know if they do that
I
anymore.
I haven't done
okay.
those in years. I know.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I wondered if anyone still did that. He wants a cap and a shirt from Channel 11. But listen, if Jennifer finds out if they have anything that. You know, might be good for your birthday. I'll have her contact us. And,
a coffee mug or something.
Yeah, something like
that,
Gilbert.
We have some promo items. I mean, I can grab something. Yeah. And Gilbert, it's your birthday. We're going to make it happen, dude.
Yeah. Do you like Channel 11 better than the other station? Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, answer this question. Go ahead.
Here's a question. Do you like
Go
Channel 11?
Gilbert, ask
your question.
You like it there? Is it better than other station, you know, you worked for a long time ago, you know?
You know, I'm just grateful I'm still in the market.
Atta
Houston,
girl.
I love you. All those That's listeners right. that you have, all the viewers who have been loyal, stuck by my side, some from day one. Gilbert, I can't tell you countless years. I don't even know. I've lost track. But all I can say is thank you guys for letting me, you know, hang in there with my dream job.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you're doing a great job. So. Yeah. Listen, Gilbert, that's it. I mean, how about today? We found the original version of Heidi Ho Princess, and Jennifer Reyna called in to wish you a happy birthday. This show couldn't have gone better for me. Like, I'm excited for
Gilbert.
I'm more excited than Gilbert is today. So, Gilbert, how about that? Happy birthday, buddy.
Well, that's pretty good. Thank you, Jennifer. I'll get to talk to you after
you
all
bet.
The years, you know.
Jennifer,
have
a great
day and a wonderful year, Gilbert.
Yeah. We'll figure out a way if you can get that anything for him. We'll figure out a way to get it. And
it would make
it. Yeah,
day.
It'll make it. It'll definitely be a highlight for him knowing that you actually touched it. So that'll be great. Okay.
Yeah, and the call is going
to
be a big
great
deal.
Great talking to you.
And thanks for calling.
Thanks
me,
for
Jennifer.
Calling,
we really
Jennifer.
Appreciate
we appreciate it.
That's amazing.
I know, Jennifer
Reyna. That's amazing.
Called Gilbert.
Jennifer Reyna, you know how many things had to go right for somebody to know Jennifer Reyna?
Jason.
Her to be available. Yeah, well, two people did.
Yeah.
Her to be available. Her to be willing to pick up the phone and call. And to Gilbert to be. How did Gilbert
how did
call
you get
back
Gilbert?
In? How did that happen?
How did. What?
Did he call? Was he listening?
He just called. Like, he was like, hey, it's Gilbert. I want to talk to John.
Oh, it was just. We just got lucky.
Well, how about that? We got him. Jennifer Reyna.
This just blows my mind.
How about
that
Jason?
God, we are truly heroic people.
We are.
We are heroes.
No.
It's official now that we're heroes.
Well, we knew it before, but goodness gracious.
Yeah, no, but it's official.
This is like the most superhero thing we've ever done.
No, this is confirmation. Well, yours getting him into the Astros and talking to Roger Clemens was probably the most heroic thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably the most heroic thing.
Well, yeah, Roger when Roger liked him.
Roger Clemens talking to Gilbert. Gilbert got to look at all Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
That, I mean.
No, but this
so Gilbert is on hold again. I'm assuming this is to talk to John off the air, right?
Well, no, let's bring him on. We'll see what Gilbert.
Okay.
Hey, right. Gilbert, how about that? Jennifer Reyna called you.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now get Winnie to call me anyway.
Oh, see,
we're not done. Okay. Right. Well,
the big relentless.
I mean,
God, you've been asking for Jennifer.
Why'd you fax her?
Why the what?
Fax her.
Fax her, yeah.
He said, why don't you fax Wendy and tell her to call in? Why don't you send her a fax? Did you say fax or text?
Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Have
you tried fax yet?
I'm not sure she's
carrying
not answering her fax machine with her.
She's not answering your text. Have you faxed her yet?
I texted her, but she's in a meeting. She can't. She's in a meeting, so.
Gilbert.
Hold
on, Gilbert. Gilbert, you know what we got? We've got the song, the original song, and we got Jennifer Reyna calling you, wishing you happy birthday, and saying she was going to get you some promotional stuff from Channel 11. You know what that means, Gilbert.
Bacon for everybody!
That's a bacon for everybody.
Bacon for everybody,
right,
Gilbert.
There.
Bacon for everybody. Now. Yeah. See Gilbert call. No, he just said Jennifer Reyna. Now get Wendy. She's in a meeting, Gilbert. It's not going to happen. But she does wish you. I know she would wish you a happy birthday. Okay, happy birthday from Wendy.
Well, why don't you call her? Call me, but later after she got out of meeting, you know.
Yeah, why don't you have her call after her meeting's done?
She's got meetings all day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Gilbert's going to be awake.
Yeah,
later
but
tonight.
We're not on the show. She can't call
your
cell phone.
Why don't you have Gilbert send her a fax? Why don't you ever send Gilbert a fax?
She can't call your cell phone, Gilbert. That's illegal for Channel 13. It's fraternizing with the with the listeners, and we can't do that. So, you know, maybe I don't.
Maybe nothing.
Nothing. Gilbert, you got Jennifer Reyna. We did that for you. How's that? Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah, awesome, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's Gilbert. Happy birthday, Gilbert. 63 today. 63 today. All right. That's taking a break. I'm here. Dodging bullets.
Over under on another Gilbert call, a half.
Yeah. No. Over, he'll definitely under. Call before this show's over.
Yeah.
Time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. How about John Clay Wolf tweeted out this morning? He goes, yeah, some guy stole a car and sold it to us.
That doesn't sound legal.
That's not legal at all. I was like, John Clay Wolf, that is so funny. Listen, you have to own the car, okay? You can't steal it and sell it to John Clay Wolf. That is hilarious. But I'm pretty sure that they realized it, and hopefully the guy didn't get any money. We'll see. I don't know. We'll have to call John Clay Wolf about that. But you want to talk about a guy who will – listen, don't do it. Go about it that way. Actually buy the car first, use the car, drive it, keep it nice, sell it to John Clay Wolf, and make money off of it, because John Clay Wolf buys cars. John Clay Wolf will buy your car and give you more money for it than anybody else will, because that's what John Clay Wolf does. He is unbelievable. Look, if you're looking for the best way to sell your car and get the most money for it, there's one way to do it. John Clay Wolf's way. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. It literally takes about 10, 15 minutes for you to get a quote for your car. Now, then there's some haggling. Hey, the car's in great shape. The car's not in great shape. There's this and that about it. Well, all you got to do, I had that issue. I had 68 dings on my car from Frankie. But hey, you know what? He still bought it, still gave me the most that anyone else would give. If you're looking for a great way to get the most for your car, GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 937 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We got just a couple of segments left here on the show. This one and then News of the Weird. So we got to hurry. Let's go. Lazy J is here. Wants to wish Gilbert a happy birthday. What do you say, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I want to wish Gilbert a happy birthday. And since he likes Latinas, man, the first couple lap dances at Michael's tonight is on me. And also, one more question, since y'all out here making wishes come true for birthdays. My birthday's in June, man. Maybe you can help me out with some of these Instagram models. Maybe Jennifer Reyna or somebody.
So when is your birthday's in June?
Brittany Reyner.
No, listen, you don't get to pick who. We will see if we can have an Instagram model / influencer wish Lazy J a happy birthday. How about that?
Okay.
We need to start doing our own, like, wishes
there's
come true.
I like, but she won't reply back to my DM.
Okay, what's her name? What's her name? What's her name?
Her name is sorry about that.
Whoa.
I guess we're not going to be able to hear her name now because of the S-bomb.
No. Yeah. Nice job, Lazy J.
Way to go, Lazy J. This is why Dell doesn't like you.
No, there's a lot more reasons than that. A lot more reasons than that. Lazy J always asks some dumb questions. That's why. Hey, buddy. And they're not buddies. And Dell doesn't like that.
At all.
Dell doesn't like when you refer to him as, hey, buddy. Nah. And you're not his buddy.
Radio Gold.
Yeah. Oh, no. Gilbert. What was that? It was a lock. Oh, that's great. Now, have Wendy call. Wow. Oh,
can I get Jennifer Castillo to call, but in Spanish, though? I don't know who Jennifer Castillo is. My guess is she's fairly attractive on a Spanish news station here locally. That's my guess.
Let's see.
because now people are asking us.
Okay, so we did it. How about that? We got it, and it's over now. No more.
Yeah, it's so over that literally you got a call at the same time. We got two more calls from Gilbert, and one was asking, okay, Wendy needs to call him. He told you to fax Wendy, and then he said, have her call me later. Give her my number.
There's Jennifer Castillo, Roomba 100.3. That's Jennifer Castillo.
Well,
I'm sure Gilbert.
I understand.
Yeah, but see, Gilbert can't watch the radio, so he doesn't know about her.
No, but Art said he wants to call in for him.
Huh?
Can I get? Oh, no, he said I can get Jennifer Castillo to call.
Oh,
we'll just have her call anyway.
Well, yeah, she could call. She's on another station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that that'd be good. I don't know.
Why do we care? We got power here. We got power 105.3 here. Every time there's good looking shows, there's good looking girls on every one of those shows. I don't want Gilbert to ever find that out.
713-780-37. Dr. Dre wants to wish happy birthday to Gilbert. Hey.
Hey, Double Rise, fellas. Happy birthday, Mr. Gilbert. What a thrill to have him have a Jennifer Random wish him a happy birthday and send him out the gear. Hey, Granado, I got a question for you, though, man. Hey, my birthday's coming up in October. I got Astros tickets, so I'm going to need you to holler at Wendy and have her schedule a day off for Myra Moreno and we'll go to the Astros game. And I'll check back in with you next week. Appreciate it.
That doesn't sound at all. That sounds exactly like something Myra Gilbert
Moreno
would ask for.
Is married. She's not going to an Astros game with you. Okay, just so you know. So she's not. She won't be doing that. Just
okay, Dre. Let us know if you have a backup.
Well, no, I'm not getting him any of anchors or reporters at Channel 13.
Well, Wendy can do that. You know, no. Wendy, right? Fax her.
You know what Wendy will never do? Set up Dr. Dre on a date with one of her employees.
No one's saying set him up on a date. It's give her the day off, and then we have to set the date up.
Good Lord.
Don't you know how this Wishes Come True segment works? Me and Dell created a new segment called Undisputed Hot Takes, and it was sweeping the nation. We got what did you learn this weekend? It's sweeping the nation. Now we got Wishes Come True. We actually have to make someone else's wishes come true.
I know. We had male golf for female golf for food. That swept the nation.
Yeah. Then the nation was turned a little bit, and they said, hey, what's the show?
What's the show?
Let me hear some of the noises they play and songs they play and sounds they play on the show.
942 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just a wonderful day for Gilbert's birthday. I mean, is that the best way to finish up a week? I mean, this show, really, not all that, you know.
Oh, I was going to say it's run by heroes, but what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say
it wasn't that informative. I'll say the 9 o'clock hour drifted. I'll say the 9 o'clock hour drifted,
we did have Jennifer drifted
off course. Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. Yeah. People are saying radio go, but I will say 9 o'clock hour drifted off course a little bit.
Yeah.
And we also had Gilbert call in three times.
Questions? Hey, is Channel 11 better than Channel 2?
That's what we're all asking. That's what we all want to know.
No, we're not doing that.
What if she said, no, Channel 2 was the best?
Ooh.
Yeah, wouldn't have been good.
That would have been newsworthy because Jennifer Reyna fired from Channel 11. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not getting
Gilbert
Jennifer
calls
Reyna fired.
His song, Jennifer Reyna, and he wants more. Never change, big relentless.
That is Gilbert in a nutshell.
Why can't I get the stuff I want for my birthday?
Best show ever. Happy birthday,
Gilbert.
Do
you get what you want for your birthday? I don't.
Would you like that for your birthday?
That's gross. What is that?
That's Mary Elizabeth Winstead. You don't want
who
that.
Who sent that?
Tommy Stark. Now all we have to do is get Mary Elizabeth Winstead to wish Lance a happy birthday.
What's so bad about that? That's what I'm saying. Does anyone have her cell phone? Oh, no, she's unbelievable. So no one can text her? No listeners have her number?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Guess what I got for my wife's birthday? I had Rhett Miller singing her favorite song, and it's customized. Oh,
And she would leave you for him. Okay? And you still did it.
Yeah, that's what a great husband I am. She has no fear. Mary Elizabeth Winstead's never going to choose me over Come on, Lance. Who was in? She ended up hooking up with him. Now they're together from, I think they've had a baby, or they're married, from Fargo. He was in Fargo. He was in Train Spotting. Ian McGregor.
Yeah.
Ian McGregor left his wife for her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They were doing the show together, and he goes, I like her better. Bye. That's the ugly. That is so terrible.
Yeah, I don't like hearing that.
No. And so, if your wife goes and sees the old 49s or whatever they are.
He said, Jason, who helped get Jennifer Aniston, yeah. He goes, what do I get for making dreams come true?
Well, just knowing.
We still have fishing show tickets.
Just knowing that you made a dream come true, Jason.
We have fishing show tickets? No. You almost had tickets to the fishing show. That was almost pretty cool.
That was, we could almost rewarded him for his service. Thank you for your service, Jason. That's what we did. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your service, for sure.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 98.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about the Morley Law Firm. If you have someone who is, relentless, someone who's stalking you, you call the police or you call a lawyer. I mean, you need somebody that's going to help you, and this happens all the time. Here's the deal. The Morley Law Firm is here for you. You don't have a lawyer on retainer. I don't have a lawyer on retainer. That's big shots, big wigs. The rich people, that's what they do. We don't. What we have is the Morley Law Firm. We have the Morley Law Firm that's there for any issue that we might have. It's unbelievable. When you go to their website and you see all of the different services, all the expertise, all the experience that they have in all of the different aspects of the law, it's unbelievable. Literally, if you have any issue with anything, if you have immigration problems, say habla español, if you have criminal problems, if you have civil problems, if you need to sue someone, if someone's suing you, if the police are investigating you, if you did commit a crime, you need representation. You need the best representation you can get, and the Morley Law Firm is here for you. So if you're looking for the best way to get, out of this issue that you're having, make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or morleylaw.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, have you ever been to Milan for Fashion Week?
Not for years.
Not for years. Well, here is the set of Milan, of the Milan Fashion. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is of on the set? It looks like a mountain, doesn't it? Like a kind of a mountain.
Oh, it's not. Cannot be.
Yeah, it's condoms. It's like 200,000 condoms that they're using as a set at Fashion Week. Okay. Do you think that they might use all of those that week? All of those, those condoms.
Is it an Olympic Village?
Well, that's where you need at least 200,000. Milan Fashion Week, I would imagine. A lot of models, a lot of good-looking people. I would think that there's...
I'm surprised there's been no leaks from Olympic Village. Or people filming themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You know.
New athletes coming.
Yep.
But
now that's an athlete.
Yeah. You got a mega athlete.
Yeah. A swimmer from, United China. States with a pole vaulter from Sweden. Stuff like that happens. A jet. Have you ever been 10 minutes late to anything?
Yes.
Okay. So there was a jet carrying 335 people. Apparently, the airport that they were going to closed, and they turned the plane around and had to go back home because they were 10 minutes after the airport closed. They wouldn't stay open for 10 more minutes for an airplane that was 10 minutes late.
That's union stuff right there.
That appears...
Listen, the boys, we're not contracted to do this. As soon as this thing hits 9 o'clock, we're leaving.
But we've got somebody. Can't you just stay 10 more minutes? It's not negotiated in the agreement. So, no, we cannot.
Speaking of union, have you ever watched the Oscars?
Uh-huh.
Did you see Will Smith slap Chris Rock?
I remember, yeah.
Well, this year's Oscars will have a crisis team in place in case that anything like that would happen.
I've seen nobody in a million years thought they'd see that. I see so much crazy stuff happening now on a regular basis. You probably need to have a crisis team. You would usually think, not at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Oscars. I'm at the Oscars, too, now.
Yep.
Will Smith made it to where you need a crisis team.
Congratulations. In the UK, their MP, Therese Coffey, told other MPs, that if you want to work more hours, if you want a better environment, if you eat turnips and work more hours, you can afford food. Do you feel like you can afford more food if you eat turnips and work more hours?
Well, if you eat turnips, does that give you more power?
Look at what you're doing right
now. I'm eating green beans.
You're eating green beans.
So I can work longer. I've got a Prospect to Pros podcast right after this at 10:30. It's a 1 hour combine.
And you're eating green beans
and
feeling healthy about it.
Yeah.
And working more hours.
I'm working more hours.
It's what you do.
It's what you got to do. Eat the turnips. And I guess turnips have more power, I guess, more energy.
Yeah, I would say so. Congratulations. Well, yeah. you're not going to be able to eat to work more hours because you're not eating turnips. You're eating
green beans. Like you're giving good advice.
Though. Turnips don't sound attractive to me in any way, shape, or form.
Turnips are actually not bad.
They are?
They're kind of like potatoes. Believe it or not, it's not bad. You roast it and you put some salt and pepper on it. It's not bad at all. Yeah, I was surprised.
I don't want anything where I just
it's like it's
to,
got a little hint of almost
taste
wasabi.
Good like a steak. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want it to taste like. Yeah.
It's not bad, though. It comes off, gives you potato vibes, actually.
An Idaho bill would bring back execution by firing squad. Do you feel like that's the best way to kill people?
I mean, I think I'm supposed to say I don't believe in the death penalty.
Do you? Okay.
That's what I'm supposed to say.
Well, okay, if you did believe in the death penalty, how would you want to go?
I'd say let's go.
I think firing squad would be better than injection. There's a lot of mess-ups with injections. You very rarely see one guy getting out against the firing squad actually living.
Wait a minute. You mean for me if I had to go?
Well, if anybody who has to go. It's more humane to get shot right away.
Yeah, but I'd rather be point blank. I don't want a bunch of bullets shoot me.
You know how many times the electric chair or the injections go bad?
And no, I have no idea.
Flopping
you
around
don't
like Deshaun on a masseuse table.
That's it for me for the week.
You know what I'm saying?
Flopping around on a masseuse table like Deshaun is what you just said.
That's what happens sometimes. A West Virginia.
Look what I'm doing.
West Virginia bill, you got a spot. You can't go anywhere. A West Virginia bill will allow concealed guns at colleges.
This is stupid.
Okay. Do you think everybody should be packing at college?
Absolutely not. Holy crap. What? I mean, man. I know the argument's going to be about... I don't even want to get into this.
Apparently... I think that's a good idea. It's just a shootout at the OK Corral. Mm-hmm. That's what college is going to turn into.
Because college kids are totally, they're totally right-minded at all times.
And you never, ever, ever see anyone with too much alcohol or making poor decisions
at
college.
Not on a campus college.
No.
Not on a college campus, no.
Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves is unsure whether or not providing mothers health care would help their health. Do you think that mothers would be healthier if they had health care?
I mean, it sounds like that's the case.
I don't know. It sounds like that's really it just follows. If they have health care, they could be healthier.
That doesn't sound like
or get healthy.
See, that doesn't sound like news of the weird.
That is weird that he would even say that.
Oh, it's weird that it has to be said.
Yes, that he would say he doesn't feel like they would be healthier.
Oh, that's the weird part.
Yes.
I got you.
The weird part is that a governor would think that you won't be healthier with health care. That's the weird part.
Boy, but the desire to keep people out of health care is weird sometimes.
But it's Mississippi, so maybe that's not so weird.
Yeah, it's a coin flipper at Mississippi.
We're done. Happy birthday, Gilbert. Hope you enjoyed the show. Jennifer Rana, thank you for joining us here.
Wendy, make that call later. Wait,
stop. Wendy's not calling Gilbert's cell phone. There is zero chance.
Hey, you're going to get another call.
Gilbert's cell phone from her cell phone. Zero chance. So we're done. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you again on Monday. Paul Galanis next. But first, some patios.
Texas Custom Patios. I'll be out there this weekend. I got to give you a call if we're going to watch Jake Paul watch the boxing match. I got to get my patio, I got to power wash it, get it all cleaned up. It's time for me to do that because, I mean, we're going to be in the 80s the rest of the week, so I've got plenty of time to be outside starting today, frankly. I'll probably go power wash today and get it cleaned up. Your Texas Custom Patio's patio is really an outdoor living space, and it's awesome because you can have a kitchen put in there. You can have a swimming pool, a pool house. These are all the things that your outdoor could turn into. And having an outdoor living space or an outdoor kitchen, it makes your life so much better. It adds to your quality of life. It's great for when you decide to, you know, to go to host people, to host friends over at your home. It's great when you're watching big sporting events. It's great when you're just sitting outside by yourself listening to music and having a drink. This is a great chance for you to live your best life through Texas Custom Patios. Go to the website, look at some of the before and afters, and click the button to start your consultation process and definitely look into it, even if there's no strings attached. So just look into it and see what it will mean for you. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Alexis, turn it off. Alexis, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.